Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now, I know what you're thinking, another podcast about positivity? Yeah, I hear ya. But trust me on this one, because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Practicing gratitude and appreciation. Ever felt like the world is just throwing negativity your way? You know that feeling when it seems like every news headline screams doom and gloom. Every social media feed is a competition of who's got the most perfect life. And your own to-do list is longer than the checkout line at Costco. Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing, we can choose how we respond to it all. And practicing gratitude, even when things get tough, is like hitting the reset button on your mindset. It's a game changer, folks. So, what are some actionable ways to inject more gratitude into your life? Let's break it down. Number one, start small. Seriously, don't overwhelm yourself with this whole appreciation revolution thing overnight. Just focus on noticing the little things. The warmth of the sun on your skin, that killer cup of coffee that kicks you in gear each morning, a genuine smile from a stranger. These seemingly insignificant moments add up to something huge when you consciously acknowledge them. Next up, keep a gratitude journal. It doesn't have to be fancy, just a simple notebook where you jot down three things you're grateful for every day. Think about it like this. Your brain is wired to focus on the negative stuff. We're evolutionary survivors, programmed to spot danger. But we can retrain that wiring. By actively writing down what you're grateful for, you're flipping the script and giving your brain a reason to celebrate the good stuff. Speaking of celebrating, remember to express your gratitude to others. A heartfelt thank you goes a long way. It might seem simple, but it can brighten someone's day and strengthen your relationships. Think about the last time someone did something kind for you. How did it make you feel? Now, imagine how good it feels when you're the one expressing gratitude. Now, let's talk about reframing challenges. I'm not saying that life is all rainbows and butterflies, because, let's be real, sometimes it throws curveballs our way. But we can choose to view obstacles as opportunities for growth. Maybe you didn't get that promotion you were hoping for. Use it as fuel to learn new skills and sharpen your game plan for next time. Remember, setbacks are just detours on the road to success, and they often lead us to even greater things. Finally, cultivate a sense of inner gratitude. This one is all about appreciating who you are, where you've come from, and what you're capable of. It's about recognizing your strengths, embracing your imperfections, and celebrating the journey. You are unique, you are valuable, and you deserve to be grateful for yourself. Now, let me tell you a story that really embodies this whole gratitude thing. I was walking through the park the other day, feeling stressed about an upcoming project deadline. My mind was racing with to-dos and anxieties. But then I noticed this little girl playing in the sandbox. Her face lit up with pure joy as she built sandcastles and giggled with her friends. It was a simple scene, yet it instantly shifted my perspective. In that moment, I realized how easily we can get caught up in the chaos of our own thoughts and forget to appreciate the little joys that surround us. It reminded me to slow down, breathe, and find gratitude in the everyday moments, even amidst the stress and hustle. So, remember, folks, gratitude is a choice, a muscle you can strengthen with practice. The more you cultivate it, the brighter your outlook will be. The stronger your relationships will become, and the happier you'll feel. Don't underestimate the power of saying thank you, appreciating the small things, and celebrating the journey. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little gratitude boost. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let me know what you thought. And most importantly, keep that grateful mindset going strong. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.